NPR's business news starts with the latest read on unemployment. The government comes out this morning with its new estimate of job growth. Most economists expect to see a boost in hiring during January. As NPR's John Itzty reports, the chairman of the Federal Reserve has also expressed some optimism about jobs.
Speaking at the National Press Club, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke again warned that it will be several years before the U.S. unemployment rate returns to normal levels. Right now, the rate is 9.4%, about twice what it was before the recession. But Bernanke said there are some positive signs.
Looking at the whole range of statistics on the labor market, the sense is that employers are becoming more willing to hire, and I think we'll start seeing some stronger payroll reports and some lower unemployment rates pretty soon.
Among those positive signs, lower initial claims for unemployment benefits. The latest report on initial claims, released yesterday, showed a steady downward trend continuing. One factor holding down job growth in this recovery has been growth in productivity, that is, an increase in the amount a firm can produce with the same number of workers. The efficiency gains have been so great that the U.S. was able to return to its pre-recession level of GDP with about 7 million fewer workers on the job. And yesterday, a new report showed productivity growth accelerating. But Bernanke says that with consumer and business demand growing, that can't last forever.
Now, firms are beginning to say, well, wait a minute, we're now seeing enough increase in our sales that, and we have, you know, already exhausted the obvious productivity gains, that it's time now to start bringing on new workers.
Economists are predicting that about 145,000 new jobs were added to business payrolls in January. That would be an improvement from December, when about 100,000 new jobs were added. Up to now, Bernanke says, anxiety among employers about the durability of the recovery has meant many firms would only hire workers on a temporary basis.
Because they can bring temporary workers on, and if the economy weakens again, they can let them go. It'll be a really good sign when we see those temporary jobs being converted into permanent jobs, and I'm hopeful that that's where we're going to be heading in the next couple of quarters.
While striking an optimistic tone, Bernanke also acknowledged continuing risks to the economic outlook. The unrest in the Middle East, for instance, has the potential to raise oil prices significantly and hurt consumers.
We're trying to stimulate the economy. We're trying to get consumers to become more confident, be able to spend more, and to help put people back to work. To the extent that part of their income gains are drained away by higher gas prices, for example, that's going to be a negative and it's going to slow the recovery.
There are other risks, too, including the prospect that state and local governments, struggling to balance their budgets, will cut their workforces sharply and swell unemployment lines. Boosting the rate of job growth is urgent, said Bernanke, because almost half of all unemployed Americans have been out of work for 6 months or more.
And what that means is that if they find work again in the future, it could very well be at a much reduced wage or at part-time. People who are not employed for long periods of time, they lose their skills, they lose their connections, they lose their knowledge of what's happening in their particular line of work. And so the consequences could last a very long time.
Bernanke says that to bring down unemployment, the economy must grow at a rate of more than 2.5% a year. Forecasts suggest the U.S. economy will grow between 3 and 4% this year. That would likely bring the unemployment rate down, but not very rapidly. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.